Hello, and welcome to episode 60 of Thacy Books. News and views about Thacy literature from the world over. I'm your host, Jenny Butt. Thank you for tuning in. In today's Thacy Reads segment, we have Amish Trivedi reading from his latest poetry collection, Future Panic. Amish Trivedi is the author of three books. Future Panic is the latest. His poems have been published in American Poetry Review, Bennington Review, New American Writing, Kenyon Online, Typo, and other places. His music reviews have appeared in The Rumpus, and his poetry reviews can be found in Jacket 2, Sync Review, and others. He's a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Delaware, has an MFA in poetry from Brown, and a PhD in English and critical theory from Illinois State University. Future Panic is a four quartets for the millennial set, infused with the nervous energies of the past half decade, when living with macro tragedy and dread have become more ingrained in day-to-day functioning than ever. Trivedi's third book of poetry employs a deliberate and plaintive lyric mode across five unfolding sections to wrestle with how much of the psyche one can let untether before the self faces annihilation. The poet confronts the gathering terrors that creep forth from simultaneously pondering heady concepts like time and futurity, in conjunction with more localized and proximate concerns, like whether one will face the looming specter of a mass shooting the next time one goes to a box store, concert, movie theater, grocery store, school, or other public space. In Future Panic, Trivedi questions whether the collective grief and guilt of our shared transgressions and fears are all-consuming, or if we can use humanity's boundless potential for creativity to rouse an alternative we've never known enough of, to embrace fully a moment's peace. The transcript of this excerpt is also up on the Thacy Books website. And now, here's Amish Trivedi.
There will be no time when there is nothing left to measure it. Bystanders in space where everything gets erased. Time will be in chaos until it isn't, a negation of understanding of the universe. Space is a negation of being, time a negation of space, nothingness a negation of time, consciousness a negation of nothingness. My panic is not a nanomachine that can't stop itself. It's a human with a gun that won't. My panic is not a bug or bot that replicates. It's a human with nothing to replicate for. And my panic is not the sun expanding and boiling away our seas. It's that we're doing it ourselves and to every other being, and we can't stop ourselves from want. That much I remember. And memory is a fetish relived until it cannot be. Until it fades or gets blown out the back of the head. It's not the roads, but the F-stops between them, the things that terrify, only breed in moonlight, preferring to linger when the irradiation halts. I grow fast, but always sideways, getting meaner as the night wears on. We're drifting into oncoming traffic, but the lights keep me from saying it. Not everyone can be shot. but that stops no one from trying. The scene tricks me into revealing a before self when I need to hide it most. This is the undoing of a society that will not hold for other moments, pretending it lives where conceptions of time have faded out. There is no stopping because there is nothing else to do. The crisis point is coming and fibers are debriding, and only the spectacle will do. Unveiled with an eye closed, this is not the path but the way of unbeing, of alternating, abandon. An island that stills the waves. Even the most jaded feel a spike, the vein tapped and running. I am obfuscation in the guise of a language that I cannot help but translate. These are my wings, my umlauts. A saturation suspended in the inner lung space, an infiltration that does not go unnoticed in the codex of undoing. How the water remains settles the only mystery in a scene dedicated to the waxing epistasis of language. The time nightmare is even more inventive when the subject never awakens into the unending terror before them. The mountain, the sins that burden, are unapparent, untraceable back to exact action. A bed of arrows emerges from vision. A world opens and all spectrums of ur being observed. Too late. The clouds are coming over, and darkness is all that eludes, unwilling to hold back. Entrenched in a war with no weapons, her disdain for one another, I will climb until the air is too thin to assuage my grief. Deeply in love with a life that's not mine, time's saturation belies the flickering nature of grief. Raw, the wound that unties the fingers from one another. The next nail is available for transplant. The specter imagination breeds with buries everything else undeniably. The future holds a space I cannot have, only fetishize and imagine as mine. All options seem to be forms of denial wrapped in language I've never controlled. A song that is my brain screaming to me, the unconsciousness's attempt at playing back a memory tied to new terror. Without known antecedent, there is imagined generation, the well that sprays again. Forgetting the things we hear because there is so much of it, we cannot recall or record. What was true before is only a fog that sheds itself to grow new. Not worried for me, but I am that too. The sense that every idea has been had, all roads on a map already driven, I plan for anything other than survival. Dreams become a second acquired self when the first cannot sustain. I had to want to live, but I am prisoner in a house that never got built. Can't even bring myself to ask myself to bear myself. I have refined my bystanding, matured it. Until I know the fall, I will not accept that gravity pulls on me. I am false witness to my own catastrophes. Tell me after I am out of air. Crisis is stop time, Oxon. Parts move and replicate without propulsion. The clanking replicator, artificial self, remainder of misprision from long before. If you can see me, I can see you too. Listen, I speak as clearly as I can. The silence is unnecessary, as is action. were the oxon of a play so many acts in that our curtain is falling. Panic is other people. My fear isn't dying, it's that whatever life isn't much in a universe that goes on undefinable. The mechanism fires until it does not. Heart rate increases until it stops. Tree or wall or river is to car. The moments of urgency. The heart beats until it's stopped. A panic overtakes, seizes up, pressure chokes. Veins constrict, shred. Blood flow restricted is more force, destruction arriving pre-configured in a history of crises. When working correctly, the stress subsides, pressure equalizes. A slight panic is the first rupture. But if crisis never stops, but if crisis never resolves itself, but if crisis is all there is, there are no resolutions, only more crises coming on. Sometimes things are born in fire, are of the ashes. To obsess over time is a fetish, to whisper into it another. The future is a fetish that oppresses. And when there is no future, the present oppresses instead. When the present oppresses, the past is idealized, its entries into memory a fetish. I am tickled by memory as the past cannot see what is not there, the absence of the specter of the future. I am being buried alive. I didn't know that we die in pieces. The body revolts against its housing, the science of my lenses and nails. In my sexual fantasies, I'm a capitalist. A desire to be interred in chalk and a math of revolutions, another reason to remain abjure artifacts. The reasons for being quiet diminish us. The future is oppressive in two ways. When there is no future, and when the future is overwhelmingly certain, if parallax or intangible. Whatever hides beyond crisis is crisis and panic, a panic which will not stop until the moment lapses, until what is beyond the future becomes known, acknowledged. The leaves are falling, but I'm not afraid, because I know they will cover me. There will be no discovery. Or recovery. Everything about everyone else is about me, too. I cannot believe the world exists when I close my eyes or leave a room. By being in my sight, you are indentured because I can't unsee. I speak below a whisper until my voice is heard. My toes curl at the thought of the world going on without me, so I make sure it won't. The marks across, an expressionless face, eyes that search for a remnant thread. Being is trying to avoid all the reasons for undoing the stitches that tie the tarp down and keep it from drowning everyone else who just wanted to stay dry. Relapse again. Or beg to see the edges of the frame, even if an image floats off underneath. The mind returns to shock because it is the only rush that living provides anymore. The way out was lost in the abstraction of speech, which only distances to avoid rebuilding. There were last stops, but anyone who knows what they are gets voted out. Spectacle is the medium through which everything is experienced. I cannot offer more because everything outside was stripped away, and that is all I ever was. Fearing panic remains unimagined, and a typical day sustains itself through malaise. Ideology is the perception of a still sea where there never was any water at all. Everything is nothing. until it overtakes me, making me swerve into traffic that's been building for miles. The headlights are calling, and I'm strapped down tight. The crash is my fetish, and I will not pull away. There's a signal from across the yard that says to acknowledge silence. There's always an excuse to burn everything down. Do not tease with a flag, unfurl. Fly it so the names stay engraved and corrupted memory pure. The dark wood ceases, injecting meaning into itself being. Off-center, tangential forces which believe only in their own authority. There's too much nihilism to make anything work, and not enough to invent denial. Trapped in ideology because anything else is certain to form chaos within. The lines are arbitrary, there to keep you from crossing into a traffic of your own.
You've been listening to episode 60 of Desi Books, news and views about Desi literature from the world over. I'm your host, Jenny Bart. Thank you for tuning in. Today, in the Desi Reads segment, we had Amish Srivedi reading from his latest poetry collection, Future Panic. Episode 61 will be up shortly. Follow on Twitter at Desi Books, Instagram at Desi.books, Facebook at Desi Books FB. Tag the accounts if you have requests or suggestions. And please go to the website desibooks.co if you'd like to sign up for the free weekly newsletter. And please do share the episode via social media to support the poet and help raise the tide of South Asian literature. Thank you. Stay healthy, keep reading, and write well.